I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with John Hammersley, who's the co-founder and CEO of Overleaf, which is an online collaborative and research tool. And we're talking about Overleaf's booth at the upcoming Joint Mathematics Meetings in San Diego, January 10th through 13th. And so, John, could you tell us why, or tell the attendees why they should visit your booth?
Absolutely. Firstly, hi, Mike. It's good to talk with you again. So if people haven't used it before, Overleaf is a collaborative authoring tool. It makes it easier to write and collaborate on LaTeX documents in particular. I'm a mathematician myself. Overleaf was really born out of that frustration of emailing files back and forth and not having access to the latest version. And it really just is designed to make it a lot easier to get started and to work on LaTeX documents. So at the booth, what we'll be providing is a demo of Overleaf. So if you've never seen it before, you can see it in action. We'll talk a little bit more about the integrations we have with different researcher tools and different publishers and repositories, both for bringing in references and other files into your documents while you're writing, and then also for submitting your papers and your work to different places when you've finished. And finally, we'll also talk a bit at the booth about the different institutions we're working with. So if you're working at a particular institution, we can take a look and see how many others on Overleaf are already using it from your community.
And so you mentioned the motivating factor for it, the fun of sharing documents and updating them and knowing what's the latest version. Is that the best thing about Overleaf, or fixing that?
I think so. I mean, Overleaf really came out of fixing a problem that we had, me and my colleagues had working together on LaTeX documents. So some of us were based together in the same group. Others were based around the world. And it was really difficult to collaborate, especially with people who'd not used LaTeX before. The nice thing about Overleaf is that it brings it all into one place in the cloud, so you don't have to install anything to get started, which makes it really easy to collaborate with people who've not used LaTeX before. And because it's in the cloud and because you can log in and access your files from wherever, you don't worry about not having the latest version with you. So I think that ease of use in lowering the barriers to working with LaTeX, combined with the fact that it's collaborative and it's possible for people to access from wherever they are and whatever device they're using, really makes it quite a unique proposition.
Yeah, John, who knew that the cloud would make things clearer for people?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we'd seen, you know, the internet helped make it a lot easier to have conversations like this. You know, for example, we're talking on Skype, which wouldn't necessarily have been particularly possible or easy previously. And certainly sharing documents had become easier. What the cloud has really done is make it possible to move more complicated technologies to the internet and, for example, you know, run LaTeX on servers that aren't necessarily physically located in your building, which makes collaboration much more easy and reduces the headache of maintaining and updating your own LaTeX distribution.
So you mentioned a few things that Overleaf can do for people. Is there anything else you'd like to add, a product or service that Overleaf offers the math community?
Well, I think one of the hugely exciting things we did this year is we joined forces with ShareLaTeX, who is one of our nearest competitors. So we'd known the ShareLaTeX team for a number of years. We've always been friendly competitors, and finally the timing was right for us to bring together the two products. So we're really excited to be integrating the two platforms together. We've made some announcements on our blog recently with some of the early work we've been doing, and we're looking forward in 2018 to launching the combined platform, which really brings together the best of Overleaf and ShareLaTeX for the mathematics community.
John, will you yourself be making the trip to San Diego?
Unfortunately, I'm not able to make it this year. My wife and I recently welcomed our second daughter into the world, so I'm not traveling quite as much as I would normally do. But we have, I think, a couple of the senior Overleaf team coming to the meeting who'll be happy to give you demos, share stories, and really listen to feedback on what you've been using Overleaf for and what you'd like to see in the future.
I think we heard her in the background a couple of times. Congratulations to both of you. And I hope you're getting some sleep.
A little bit, not as much as we would like, but I think that's what every new parent says.
And besides now your personal life, John, anything else you'd like to add?
I think it's fantastic that this event brings together so many different people from the mathematics community. Last year, we had such a great reaction to Overleaf. It was one of the first things we put on the calendar for this year, and we're really looking forward to being there again and talking to more people.
All right, John, thank you very much. That's John Hammersley, who's the co-founder and CEO of Overleaf and a new father. And Overleaf is an online collaborative and research tool. And John, good luck with everything, and good luck to your team at the meeting.
Thanks very much, Mike. It's great to talk to you.